Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, every Monday on the program, we focus on the journey of an entrepreneur and discuss their challenges, victories, and maybe most importantly, the lessons that they've learnt along the way. And tonight I'm going to talk to Lara Dendy-Young, Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Conservio. In case you want to know, it's an African travel tech startup. And here's the good news. It's just secured $1 million in funding to scale its platform for so-called nature-based giveaways. Now, let me say this, and every Monday when we do this kind of feature, I do mention this. Starting and growing a business in any industry, and I guess even the travel industry, is no mean feat. And in this case, particularly one built around sustainability. And Lara is going to tell us that she has successfully navigated fundraising, tech development, and also market expansion. But here's the rub. Also staying true to a mission of responsible tourism. So I'm looking forward to this conversation. Lara, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. Let's go right back to the very beginning if we can. Did you have a light bulb moment, an aha moment, when you realized that your company could be a viable business?
Firstly, Jeremy, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here. And I think there have been a series of light bulb moments. I think that's kind of the path for the course when building a company. There's so many different kind of moments where you are seeing different opportunities that come to be. But I think the main one, and especially in light of Conservio, and I think it was a light bulb moment that happened a while ago, is this understanding of tourism as a vehicle for commercial viability for wild spaces. And I think that happened prior to Conservio, when I first started to realizing that in order to kind of sustain large tracts of land and wild spaces is that we need an economic solution, and that tourism was it. So I think in the beginning of building Conservio, that was very much the thing that we, and still maintain something that we've stayed true to. It's this idea of scaling revenues that go to nature-based areas.
Did you always have the environment in your DNA?
Yeah, I grew up outdoors. I grew up traveling, experiencing a lot of Africa, whether it be on road trips, camping trips, safaris. I grew up in that kind of environment. And I think that's the main thing about travel or experiencing areas, is that when you do it, you start to understand or want to understand how it comes to be and how to kind of keep it that way. So from a young age, I've been looking at the environment and being like, well, how do we maintain this? I think it's only as I got older and started to understand business and understand the concept of viability as a means for sustainability that I started to realize, oh, no, we have to create businesses in order for nature to stay this way, and businesses that work, not just businesses that kind of sit there and look okay, businesses that actually have long-term vision, long-term economic vision in mind.
What was your first step in turning the idea that you've just outlined to me into a reality?
Well, it goes to also my meeting of my co-founder. We were both kind of looking at this problem. So we had a big problem, and our big problem was that we are losing biodiversity at a rapid rate. So this is our kind, and this is the thing that underpins Conservio. So we're losing biodiversity at a rapid rate. And then Justin Reinberg, my co-founder, he was sitting in Uganda. We were coming out of COVID, and he knew that these properties that generally conserve these areas, that these properties are needing business, that there was so little business. There was so like, but how do I book them? Where do I find them? Where do I find these deals? How can I support local tourism businesses? And then I was coming from the side of, I was working with properties, so accommodation providers all over Africa, and we were with the same challenge, but we were trying to find the business. The tour operator business came to a grinding halt with international travel not being, with that international travel being kind of on the rocks. So we were as accommodation providers trying to be like, well, how do we access the market? How do we tell them that there are places to visit, that there are deals, that we need them to travel because of conservation? And that's where Justin and I got introduced. And we essentially started being like, okay, we've got these problems. We're underpinned by this problem of biodiversity, seeing the solution in that being tourism. Well, how do we make this ecosystem work? How do we start actually creating the space that people can find and book, and that properties can get exposure and get that revenue?
So that was the original concept, but I think you'll agree with me that any startup, whether it be in your space or any other one, need to pivot before finding a product market fit. Has your business model since inception evolved from the original vision? And if so, maybe explain to me how.
Yeah, so I think at the beginning, we very much were looking to focus on conservation experiences or the local market. And what we saw at the beginning was like, okay, we've got these properties with deals and we can create experiences and we can sell them into a local market through a newsletter database with some kind of like tech-enabled functionality, and then people will book them and we can drive revenue. We can focus on seasonality, we can focus on combating seasonality, on low revenue times, on low occupancy times, and really, really like bring the two together. And that's remained true. Throughout. But I think the main kind of pivot has actually been that the opportunity and the problem is actually quite a lot bigger. There's a very fragmented tech systems that work across properties that it actually isn't just about creating a database of people that you can funnel offers to, but it's about the problem exists that there's very little tech supporting this channel, this type of travel. You know, the existing platforms, the existing kind of online booking platforms are catered towards, you know, city hotels, cottages, or your kind of spare bedroom, whereas there isn't actually booking platforms supporting this type of travel, which is your nature-based getaways, your safari lodges, your stylishly sustainable cabins, your farm stays. It's a very small kind of, it's a different type of travel, and there wasn't really that market didn't exist.
How difficult was it then in that respect, Lara, to develop the tech?
Exceptionally difficult. I think that remained, especially in the first like 2 years since inception, it was really, really understanding that landscape. As I mentioned before, it's completely fragmented. Mm. All properties do things. There's so many different property management systems that properties work with, and that's where they hold their inventory. We've got different ways that different properties structure rates or seasons. So you're trying to bring this very fragmented kind of landscape into a system that almost caters for all. And I think that is also where we have realized is it's to not do that. It's to not cater for all. It's to figure out our segment, which is nature-based accommodations, and work around building the platform that works for them. And I think you often go through these kind of cycles and thinking where you're like, oh, it is there, build something. But we've come back to where we actually started. And that's also to answer your question, is that there have been a couple of different moments, but we essentially have come back to where we've started in building that, the booking platform that works for nature-based accommodations.
I wish you nothing but success in a very important journey. As your website says, company exists to power planet-positive travel and counter biodiversity loss in Africa. Lara Dendy-Young, Chief Executive Officer, co-founder of Conservio, thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.